Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, but I understand a lot of us are really not getting a good night's sleep, and you're going to help us address it today.
Exactly. I wanted to spend the next few weeks talking about sleep because it's such a big issue, comes up all the time in general practice, and I wanted to give the audience a little bit of important information. So today we're going to talk about obstructive sleep apnea. What does that mean? What it really means is the stop and start of your breathing while you're sleeping, and it can have really serious consequences. It increases your risk for a whole bunch of diseases like high blood pressure, dementia, heart attack, congestive heart failure, and even stroke. And while it most commonly affects those who are struggling with obesity or who are overweight, it can affect anybody, and it increases after menopause. So I think it's an important thing to be aware of, and there's a couple of warning signs that I want you to think about. Number one, do I snore? Because if you snore, you may have sleep apnea. Number two, do I wake up choking? Number three, has anybody told me I stopped breathing? Number four, do I wake up with a headache, dry mouth, and sore throat? And number five, am I excessively drowsy during the daytime? Well, if you have any of these signs, it probably pays to talk to your doctor. Decide whether you need a sleep study because you don't want to miss obstructive sleep apnea. It really is an important issue.
Well, those are very good points. Thanks for pointing out that we should be looking for things that affect our sleep. Obstructive sleep apnea. If you're interested in learning how to take charge of your health, then remember the name of Dr. Brown's book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It has useful advice in clear language. It's available in bookstores across Canada. If you want a signed copy, you're welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. And of course, you can always go to drvivianbrown.com, and there's a link from the show's website as well. The idea is to remember the name of the book, take charge of your health, and look after yourself in 2024. So, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to continuing our conversation about sleep next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I also want the audience to know that there's a really good magazine by the Mayo Clinic called Women's Health Over 50. It's in magazine stores and on shelves right now. And if you don't have time for a whole book, you may want to take a look at the magazine. I think it's great.
Thank you. If you send me the link, I'll put it on the website as well. So, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, or check out the website drvivianbrown.com and get the name of the magazine as well. We'll talk again next week, Dr. Brown, and thanks again.
Thank you, Marilyn.